Welcome and thank you for visiting us for today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis. For more information regarding our ministry, please stay tuned until after the following message. Every eye will see Jesus, oh God, great and mighty to be
praised. Well, because this is Mother's Day, I have a short message this morning, but I want to read you something from some children, because everyone knows today that mothers bring forth children. So I want to read a few things from some children, some of their comments about some of the things they've learned in Sunday school. Be all right? One student said, in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, God got tired of creating the world, so he took the Sabbath off. Second person said, child said, Adam and Eve were created from an apple tree. Noah's wife was Joan of Arc. Noah built an ark and the animals came on in pairs. Third kid said, Lot's wife was a pillar of salt during the day and but a ball of fire during the night. Fourth one, yeah, we're doing good here teaching kids, right? The fourth one, the Jews were a proud people and throughout history they had trouble with unsympathetic genitals. Number five. No, they spelled it this way. I'm reading what the hell they spelled it. You got to understand that. Danny is failing as an English teacher. Number five. We'll get serious in a minute, okay? It's Mother's Day. We've got to poke a little fun, all right? So, number five, the fifth kid said, Samson was a strong man who let himself be led astray by a Jezebel like Delilah. Samson slayed the Philistines with the axe of the apostles. Seven. Moses led the Jews to the Red Sea, where they made unleavened bread, which is bread without any ingredients. The Egyptians were all drowned in the desert. Afterwards, Moses went up to Sinai to get the Ten Commandments. Oh, man. The first commandment was when Eve told Adam to eat the apple. Number 10. The seventh commandment is, thou shalt not admit adultery. It's Mama's fault. Moses died before he ever reached Canada. Then Joshua led the Hebrews in the Battle of Jericho. The greatest miracle in the Bible is when Joshua told his son to stand still and he obeyed him. David was a Hebrew king who was skilled at playing the lyre. He fought the Philistines, a race of people who lived in biblical times. 14th kid said, Solomon, one of David's sons, had 300 wives and 700 porcupines. When Mary heard she was the mother of Jesus, she sang the Magna Carta. When the three wise guys from the east side arrived, they found Jesus in the manger. Three wise guys. 17. Jesus was born because Mary had an immaculate contraption. Man. St. John, the blacksmith, dumped water on his head. I don't get that one. The 19th kid said, Jesus enunciated the golden rule, which says to do unto others before they do one to you. He also explained, a man doth not live by sweat alone. These are real things that happen to kids. It was a miracle when Jesus rose from the dead and managed to get the tombstone off the entrance. The people who followed the Lord were called the 12 disciples. That's the way they spell it, see. The epistles were the wives of the apostles. One of the possum was St. Matthew, who was also a taxi man. St. Paul, I don't know how you spell it, Cavorted, C-A-V-O-R-T-E-D. I can't pronounce a word that's not spelled right. St. Paul cavorted to Christianity. He preached holy acrimony, which is another name for marriage. The last one, everybody say the last one. I don't do this once a year. Christians have only one spouse. This is called monogamy. I don't know. But anyway, we need some help in the Sunday school area of the churches. Amen. Now for a more serious note, let's go to the Bible. Serious note, Matthew 12, 47 today. And we thank the Lord for His Word. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's okay to have a little fun in church sometimes. Someone said, I'll give you 2/3 of a pun, P.U. Well, that's all right. Matthew 12, 47, the Bible says, Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. Praise God. And so now we find in the scripture that the mother was always around. You know, after 25 years, I'm getting a little more traditional, just a little more traditional. So all you moms, happy Mother's Day. Amen. You brought us into this world, and I'm thankful that you did. Behold your mother, and your brethren stands without. Mama's always been around. I found something from my mom. She's been gone a few years now. And I don't look too much at some of her writings because it brings back a lot of mixed emotions. How many knows what that feels like? Let me read this to you, because I got my sense of humor from my mom and her little dog. Just a line to say I'm living and I'm not among the dead, though I'm getting more forgetful and more mixed up in my head. Sometimes I can't remember when I stand at the foot of the stairs, if I must have gone down for something or I've just come down from there. As I gaze into the fridge so often, my poor mind is filled with doubt. Have I just come to put food away or come to take it out? When the darkness fell in the evening with my nightcap on my head, I don't know if I'm retiring or just getting out of bed. So if it's my turn to write to you, there's no need to be sore. I may think I've written last week, and I don't want to be a bore. Just remember that I love you, and I wish you were here. But now it's nearly mealtime, and I must say good night, my dear. As I stand beside the mailbox with a face so very red, instead of mailing you my letter, I've opened it instead. So you see, Mom had quite a sense of humor. And how many today your mom's gone on? Your mom's left us. A few. So maybe you know a little bit what it feels like, but it's life. But I want to focus this morning a little bit on Mom's always been there. I think about my own mom as you go into Matthew 1, verse 16. I think about my own mom, and the time when I was 12 years old and had to have my tonsils taken out. And of course, you got to watch these doctors, they'll kill you. And they didn't get me cauterized good enough. And if it hadn't been for Mom there in the hospital, I would have bled to death. She was there day and night, putting cotton in my nose and this and that, and, you know, she pulled me through. Then other times, Mom had a good bedside manner. If you've ever been sick, Mom has a certain way of just making things better. And on I can go, but we're going through life and we take these things for granted. But we need to get back to what really matters in life. We need to get back to what really matters in life. Your family, your church, the Lord Jesus, eternal matters are most important. Because everything on this earth is changing, subject to change. It comes and goes. When it's all said and done, there's only one thing that really matters, that you are right with Christ Jesus. But you see, when God came to the world, He came as a man. And He had a mother, same mother. Now, when we go to Matthew 1:16, we take a look at this scripture. And Jacob begat Joseph and the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So here we see the Bible teaches very simple that Mary was the mother of Jesus. And furthermore, she was a virgin Mary. A man. Had not known man. And she brought forth the Christ child when the fullness of time came. Then when we go to Luke's Gospel chapter 2, and let's start with let's look at verse 27, then we'll drop down to 40 for the sake of time today. We'll get out early. No church tonight. It's family time, okay? The 27th verse says, "And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law." So at 8 days old then, after Christ was born, mother of Jesus and stepfather Joseph brought baby Jesus to church to be circumcised on the 8th day because he was born under the law, and that was a Jewish custom in those days. But notice, mother was with him. Then we go down to verse 40. "And the child grew," the child Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Say Jesus. It's not a curse word. That's the name of the Savior. "The child grew and waxed strong in spirit and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him," I should guess. Now his parents, mother was there. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And what they didn't realize, that Jesus was to be the final Passover lamb. They knew a little bit about it, but it hadn't really hit them in Revelation yet. In fact, later on, Jesus had several half-brothers. They didn't really believe him either. And so, this was part of the problem. Of course, that's human nature. And so Jesus, all through his 33 years or 35 years old, thereabouts, he carried this reproach of being born of fornication because they thought the Virgin Mary had committed fornication and Joseph was going to have her killed. See? But the Lord intervened and explained to Joseph. So they all knew a little bit about what was coming, but not like we do. You got to understand that. Nevertheless, the mother of Jesus was there. I don't know why it is that some young people want to get away from home, get away from mom so soon in life. That is, if you have a mom that's in the same house. But then, as you progress and you become older physically, you will see the need of your mom once again. I mean, how many of us would give about everything to hear the voice of our mother again, to feel the touch, the healing touch again? So I suggest to us today, if we've got any sense, that we appreciate our mother if she's here on the earth, no matter how mean she is. Because she's the only one you'll ever have. Could I have an amen from somebody? Mothers give up everything for their kids. They sacrifice. And children don't realize that until they're mothers and then they're sacrificing. But see, that's life. But as we grow, we should become more wise to these things and more appreciative of the people that we have around us. Now, when we go to John chapter 2, St. John, so mother was there when Jesus was dedicated at 8 days old. We need to get back to the dedication of children in the house of God. John 2, and let's look at verse 3. And when they wanted wine, this is the story when Jesus turned the water into wine. We all know this. But I'm focusing on who was there. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus, here she is again with Jesus, said, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman," now he's addressing his mother, but at this time in the life of Jesus, he's having to sever the umbilical cord from his mother. That isn't easy to do. It was necessary for Christ to do it this way. Because Mary would have to be born again like every other sinner. Oh, that makes people mad. But the truth is, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there at the marriage supper. And he said, "Woman, what have I, or madam," see, I don't want to say putting his mother in place, but I'd rather say illuminating perspective about what was going to happen and how he must sever back a little bit from his mom. Now, at this time, Joseph, the stepdad, was already dead. That's why he wasn't there. Amen. Now, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. And so he's beginning to transition the thought process of mom. Even though the angel told her, "The holy thing that's begotten of you shall be called the Son of God," she knew all these things, but still she was having some problems about what was to come, like everyone else were having the same issues. But then verse 5, his mother said to the servants, now I like this, "Whatever he says unto you, do it." That's what I call a good mom. Of course, Jesus was the Son of God, you understand that. There are some things that my mama wouldn't say. If Randy says to do that, do not do that. I know. And so all through the life of Jesus, mama was there. Then we go to John chapter 19 today. And I want to read, starting at verse 25. Now there stood by the cross. Now you see, you've got to understand that all through the 3 years of ministry, Christ came for one reason primarily. And that was to go to a cross. Say cross, everybody. Don't think you're... Get your holy nose out of the air. You know it better than anybody else. Amen. We're in this thing together. But you know what? God has made a way for us to have absolute, total, complete victory in every area of our life, period, without exception. If it wasn't so, then Christ didn't finish His mission. But He did finish His mission for us, not for Himself, for us. And so, there stood by the cross of Jesus, guess who? His mother. Now, you've got to think about this. We've got the sinless Lamb of God being beaten to a pulp beyond recognition. No clothes on, nailed to a tree. And their mother stands beneath. Can you imagine the shock of that, mamas? And yet, there she was, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene, that's the one whom the Lord cast out seven devils. I know some of you don't believe in demons, but you better read the Bible. Jesus cast out seven demons out of Mary Magdalene, and she followed him all the way. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, say mother. See, this is Mother's Day, and I'm not trying to, throw a blanket on our joy of having a mom, but there's mixed feelings and mixed emotion about this. We're human. I don't claim to be something I'm not. I'm just saying, a true mother is always there. Now, I don't necessarily rejoice over the times that my mama stuck her nose in my business. Hello. But that's what mamas do. Because they've lived longer than us and they know better. Well, that's probably so. But nevertheless, sons are stubborn. I better get off of that. Everybody say get off of that. You're doing so good till you got the middle in there. Yeah, well. Oh, there was a time that Mary got on to baby Jesus. Baby Jesus is 12 years old. You know, they run off and then couldn't find Jesus, and he was in the temple teaching at 12 years old. Now, he wasn't doing any miracles. Couldn't until he was baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire at age 30. But he was teaching the scribes and Pharisees wisdom and knowledge from the Scripture. And time got away. I understand that in third world countries, time didn't mean anything. But time got away from him, and Mary and Joseph became worried, went back to find Jesus. And he said, don't you know I must be about the Father's business? And the Bible says they were subject to, he was subject to them. Now, I don't know if they spanked Jesus at 12 years old or not. But if Mama spanked Jesus at 12 years old, he took it. I don't know. You can figure it out. Now back to John 19. That was a sidetrack there. Sorry about that. But anyway, Mary was at the cross, and verse 26, now, when Jesus therefore saw his mother. Now there she is standing at the cross. At the foot of the cross. the government would allow such agony. And the disciple standeth by. Now this disciple was John the Beloved. John was so humble, he would not even put his name in his writings. Yet, one of the greatest apostles of all time. Which lets me know, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved. Yeah, Jesus loved John, I'm telling you. He said unto his mother, "Woman, behold your son." He's addressing his mom from the cross. Then said he to the disciple, that's the disciple of John, John the disciple, "Behold your mother." So what Jesus is doing here in his dying hour, he's concerned about his mama because she took care of him all those years. And so he says, "John, from this day forward, my mother Mary is your mother." That's delegating authority. So, from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. That's what's wrong with America. After this, Jesus, knowing all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, he said, "I thirst." The Scripture might be fulfilled. Now there was a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. Mary's watching all this. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." He bowed his head, gave up the ghost. The point is this morning that Mama was there and watched her own son die. You've got to think about this. Because in the normal course of life, I always thought that the parents were supposed to die before the young children. But in this case, it wasn't that way. And a lot of times in our day, it isn't that way. That my mother-in-law said, "It's not right for us to have to watch our children die before us." I'll admit that. But it's life. So John took care of the mother of Jesus till she died, it seems. Then John was banished to the Isle of Patmos to die for the testimony of Christ. You know what, folks? We need to toughen up a little bit. We can't even take somebody slighting us in any way, and yet we haven't experienced any of this. Yet. We haven't experienced trouble that Job had yet. The last verse I want to look at this morning is Acts chapter 1. And as my mind was just going to the scripture and just trying to relate to this thought about Mama was always there. If we look at Acts chapter 1 and verse 9, so Christ died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, rich man's tomb, where never man was laid. The stone was rolled over and sealed, and the guards were placed, and don't let the disciples steal his body and then say he arose. And so, that's the best the world could do. That's the best the devil could come up with. The devil forgot. Christ never committed a sin, therefore he couldn't hold him in the underworld. And after 3 days and three nights, 72 hours, you know the gospel story. The Son of God came up from paradise, picked up the body. The Godhead glorified the body of Christ. He came out of the tomb, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and is alive today. But before Christ went back to heaven, formally, in verse 9, the Bible says, and when he had spoken these things, that's when Jesus had spoken these things about, I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, he's going to give you the power to finish the work that I started. Hello, church. No other way. When he had spoken these things, while I beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. When he had spoken these things. Now, I'm wondering, was Mary there, Mama? Verse 12, then returned they to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. When they were come in, they went up into the upper room, and there abode Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. And I'm thinking, where is Mary? But verse 14 says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary. Mama was always there. The mother of Jesus and with his brethren. You know, I don't know if this is right or wrong. I know we're not supposed to communicate with the dead. That's wrong. But there's been one time in 30 years God gave me a message from someone in heaven to her daughter. That happened on the old Mount Zion building. Remember that, Barry? Right or wrong, that's what I did, and it was right. I began to think about that. And there's been a few times, quite a few times, that I'd be talking to God, well, maybe almost every day now. I said, Lord, tell Mom and Dad hello, and I'll see them soon. You think the Lord would do that? Tell them that everything's okay. I'm still preaching the gospel, and things are good, and, you know, and just a little while to labor now, and we'll all be gathering in. Of course, on that side, over in eternity in the New Jerusalem, all is well. They don't think this way like we do this side. But nevertheless, I do tell the Lord to say hello and, you know, tell such and such hello, this and that. And right or wrong, that's what I do. So if I'm wrong, you pray for me that God will change me, but I'm not wrong. We're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, I don't go along with the country music guys. Oh, they're looking down from heaven on us, you know, and they're smiling. No, they don't really know what's going on down here unless the Lord tells them. They're too busy praising the Lord up there, you know. Eye has not seen, ear heard, neither has entered to the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Then we stop there. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. That's the next verse. So you see, all is well today. Turn to somebody and say, all is well. Well, that's a faith statement. Well, however it is, say it. All is well. So one more time, come on. All is well. You know, God's keeping the final record. He's making sure things are going to come out like He wants. No matter what we do, how much we mess up, it doesn't matter really. We're not bigger than God. Our mistakes, our troubles are not bigger than God's mercy and grace and power. His Word's the final authority. It'll not return void. It will accomplish what God sends it to do in your life. Quit worrying and fretting about what could have been. We'd never do enough. for mom, dad, sisters, kids, family, grandkids. We never do enough. And when they leave this world, you beat yourself up because you think, well, I wish I could have done more. Why didn't I do more? Well, we could never do enough. But thank God we did something. They know that. They didn't do enough with their parents. So quit beating up on yourself. And know that God's God. God's a good God. That all is well that have their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a time of coming when we're all going to gather around the throne of God's grace and shout the victory together. That is all those that are washed in the blood, but no one else will be there. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I asked you a question today, folks. We sing that old song, will the circle be unbroken? Well, will it be unbroken? When your children get up and they leave home, they have to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. They have to find their own way. But if we raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord, they'll hang tough in the kingdom of God. They'll not turn their back on the Lord Jesus and walk away and go into the world and die and go to hell. No! Shout no, somebody. It doesn't have to be that way. No. Because if we'll believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, we shall be saved and our house. That means mom, dad, sisters, brothers, kinfolk, cousins, uncles, nephews, nieces. We must claim that. Because some of our family is really stubborn. You know what? They're not too stubborn that God can't get to them. Save their soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. So today you're looking at a blessed man. You're looking at a blessed man. Does that offend you? I am blessed beyond measure. Praise God. Family all saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, serving God. Parents gone on to be with the Lord. Grandma up there, this and that. I don't know about the rest of them, but you know what? I know about some of them. It'll be a good time to see them again. But if you don't keep yourself straightened up with the Lord, you may not see them again. When my mother-in-law passed away, she gave me this command at her funeral, and I had to do it. Everybody got mad. I can't help that. She said, I want you to tell my family, and they are a stubborn, stiff-necked bunch, backslid. She says, tell them this for me. There's two places to go when you die, heaven or hell, and that's it. And I told them. But I also added something. Everybody say, added something. I said, you know, Trevious mom's in heaven, and I know her good enough to know she's going to follow Jesus around and nag him until he saves everyone in the family. And my mom's up there doing her, getting her 2 cents in too. Praise God. So everybody today, you might as well give up and serve the Lord. Can I have a big amen to somebody? Because you're not going to get out of this thing, and that's a good deal. You got somebody that cares enough to hold faith for you to receive eternal life. Praise God. But, Brother Randy, sometimes we get cold. I know. But there's still a fire burning. There's still the blessed Holy Ghost that's able to keep us and help us in times of difficulty. There's someone that knows our sorrows and carries our griefs and understands how we are as human beings. And yet He loves us just like we are. So this little message needs to come to a close today. I tried to bring something about Mom today. Difficult to do. But better days are ahead, everybody. Better days are ahead.
you enjoy today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis, pastor and overseer of Zion Word Ministries International. For more information regarding our ministry and mission, please visit us online at zwmi.com. Once again, that's zwmi.com. Or visit us on Facebook at Zion Word Ministries International.